What's up, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here with some extra cheese for you on Monday afternoon. It's 5 p.m. in Green Bay. We're live here on the Cheesehead TV social channels after the fifth practice of training camp. Guys looking good, points being scored. Aaron Rodgers is dealing, and you can be dealing if you go to your app store and download Underdog Fantasy. That's right, Underdog Fantasy is where it's at. Draft a best ball team, let them do the work. No worrying about bye weeks or injuries or lineups or any of that nonsense. Just do best ball. And right now, if you download and deposit, they'll give you $25 free with code Cheesehead. That's code Cheesehead when you download Underdog Fantasy. Get on it. You could win $1 million in their fantasy football tournament. Get on it, people. You know you want to do it. Good afternoon. What's up? Jeezy baby, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. You long on just to cover NBA free agency? You know it. Huge NBA guy. Maybe not. Maybe that I'm hearing that's incorrect. How's Stokes doing thus far? Any reps against 17? Yeah, he's had a number of reps against 17, and they haven't ended well. He was thrown into the fire against Devontae yesterday or 2 days ago when Jair was out with muscle soreness. And, like I said, now they put him in a tough spot too, because one play in particular, he got burned on for a touchdown was when they called a cover zero blitz, which means he's truly one-on-one with Devontae in the red zone. And you don't want any rookie having to deal with that. What else we got here? How are AJ Dillon and Darnell Savage looking? Savage had an excellent pass breakup to end the 2 minute drill today. LaFleur did say that they were going to end on 2 minute, and that was how it transpired. Jordan Love's group didn't fare so well. They picked up a couple first downs, but it was pretty herky-jerky. Rodgers' group did a little better. They were greatly aided by a huge pass interference penalty when he tried to get Randall Cobb down the middle of the field. The defense definitely stiffened there in the red zone, and Savage had an excellent pass breakup. Rodgers tried to laser one into Tonyan on third down, but it was knocked away. Great play by Savage. So Savage, that was the play today that jumped out. Overall, I think he's looked really strong. He would have had, I think, another interception a couple of days ago when Rodgers went deep up the left sideline to Davante Adams. He was the lone safety in the middle of the field, and he comes screaming over. And LaFleur said later that, Savage said he didn't want to get anybody hurt, so he kind of laid off, but he probably could have dove, and he did dive and just missed the football. But if he had been able to really go for the ball without worrying about the fact that it was practice, it's his own guys, he may have come up with an interception. The athleticism is noticeable with Savage. As far as Dillon goes, I think he's had a strong start to camp. Going to be fun to watch him put the pads on and start putting licks on people. Of course, it's never really live hitting in training camp, so we'll have to wait for preseason to see some of that. Maybe the joint practices with the Jets, definitely week one against the Saints. But yeah, he's had a good start to camp. Fred, thanks for the super chat. Any chance the Packers make Jordan Love available to the media at some point? I think there's a chance now here in camp / preseason, definitely. I mean, I don't have any inside information there, but yeah, I think that's a good possibility just because, he's obviously a premier pick. Guy who's in the second camp. He's going to be playing a lot in the preseason, so I think we'll get to hear from him mostly, probably, hopefully after those games. But also, I hope we get to hear from him at least once or twice during actual training camp. Nags, how the hell are you? I'm all right. I'm going to take a breath there. I'm doing okay. Thanks for asking. It's very kind of you. A positive note for Stokes, it all gets easier from here. Yeah, Gary, that's a fair point. Is Kevin King a possibility to be cut? Injury stuff and lack of performance is a problem. Yeah, I don't think you could say it's an impossibility that he might get cut. I think it's an improbability, though. They know who he is. They know his injury history. They re-signed him. Brian said, you know, he's a contributor, a strong contributor when he's on the field, and he just hasn't been on the field as consistently as you'd like him to be. He's got to play better than he did last year. Everybody knows this, including Kevin. There's no question about that. You don't really gain much by cutting him, though, salary cap-wise. But, yeah, with all of that said, if a couple other guys start stepping up and start making play after play after play, and you think, you know what, we could probably get by without him, especially since, you know, the guy's not like a stalwart on special teams or anything, it's a possibility. I think it's a long shot to happen, but, yeah, you can't dismiss it completely out of hand. Pack fan, thanks for the super chat. Saw you at practice. D looked better than O today. At times, I don't know, man. Rodgers was dealing for a lot of that. I don't know if I'd agree entirely with that assessment, but defense did do nice things, though. I will say that. No doubt about it. Heart size for Amari Rodgers. I like it. What have I seen from J-Lo so far? Haven't gotten much except for a few tweets. I had a video up on my Facebook account this morning with a recap from one of yesterday's chats regarding Jordan Love and how he's looked. He's looked, you know, a lot better than he did last summer, which you would hope and expect. A lot of up and downs, though. Still some spraying of the football, some accuracy issues, but in command of the offense. For every bad throw, there's a couple of really nice ones. So yeah, I think he's right where you would expect him to be as a young development, a guy who's still developing in the league. And don't forget, he's playing with twos. Guys are really kind of jumbled, a lot of mixing and matching. Although today they finally, it was interesting, they got, for the first team period, they didn't do this later on in practice, but for the first team period, they would have Aaron take two or three reps with the ones, and then Jordan would take a final rep with the ones until they switched out to the twos. So he's getting kind of intermittent work with the first string, which is nice. Did you and Matt Ramage embrace and agree upon a date for a drunk live? Daniel, we did not. However, we will be having lunch tomorrow. So maybe there'll be a liquid lunch going on. I don't know. We'll see. How do the linebackers look today? Aaron Nagler, Callum Stevenson. Active. I think Barnes is if he continues to develop, he's exciting, man. He's got a real possibility to take another step in this defense in the second year in the league. Ramsey got hurt today, the very last play of the first team period. You hate to see that. Trying to think who else. Campbell, I didn't see do much. And Martin, I didn't get to see the twos a whole lot. So, but Barnes definitely kind of flashed a couple of times today. What else we got? What time is practice tomorrow? Who's media available? Thanks for all you do, guys and gals. We don't usually get the list of players that will be available until later into the evening. As far as practice time, every single camp practice is at 10 a.m. Central. Matt likes a usual ship, I guess you'd say. Savage breakout year, can I see it? Yes, I 1,000,000,000% can see it. He is on that kind of trajectory where you saw the light really kind of come on that second half of last season. If he can continue on that path, yeah, I do think a quote-unquote breakout year is in the offering for Savage, no doubt. Funchess over EQ, right? Andrew, not necessarily, especially, and I wrote this in my camp notes today, EQ's had a great start to camp. I don't think you can put it any other way. He's had a really impressive catch in almost every practice, including today where Rodgers went deep over the middle and it looked like EQ was double covered. I thought it was for sure going to be an interception, and EQ made a fantastic adjustment to get underneath the coverage and then made a diving catch. It was a really impressive play for a huge gain. It must have been like a 50-yarder. And he's made maybe not a big, huge bomb play like that every practice, but he's made nice catches every single day. He had another one today, too, with Jordan Love on the left sideline. He has put together a string of really good practices. And, you know, that might disappear when the pads come on. You never know. But if he continues on at this rate, I don't think Funchess over EQ is any foregone conclusion at all. Fred, thanks for the super chat. Is Jenkins pricing himself out of Green Bay with his play at tackle? No. He's a great football player, and they're going to keep great football players around. MVS and Lazard run straight after the catch. They need that Cobb-type movement. They're not Cobb-type athletes. That's why they got Amari Rodgers. You know, some guys have the shake and bake. Some don't. MVS is a long strider. That helps him get deep and behind the defense and sets up those big, huge gains. You love that. But, yeah, he's never going to be the kind of guy who is like a shake and bake with the ball in his hands. Right, Pinky?
The heir of destiny.
Oh, no. How does Hill look? Good. I really like Kylan Hill. I tell you what, he looks really smooth catching the ball. A lot better than I was expecting from the rookie. He hasn't gotten much, if any, work with the ones. But every time I see him in teamwork and the drill work early on, he looks really good. He looks like he belongs. Yeah, I'm a fan. No doubt about it. Did I miss it? Thoughts on Love, seeing the progression? John, yes, definitely seeing the progression. And yes, you did miss it. I've talked about Jordan Love a lot. Did I ride shotgun with Rodgers down the streets of Green Bay? No. Can a first-year Barry defense be better than an established Petten defense? We're about to find out. I think it's going to be not tough early on, but there's going to be growing pains. I just refuse to believe that it's just going to hit the ground running. And I know a lot of the guys we've heard from on defense have mentioned how they played much better the second half of the year last year, and they want to, you know, start the year that way. I don't know, man. Implementing a new scheme, that's a tough ask. But every guy on defense, to a man, keeps talking about how the terminology is mostly the same. There's some differences, but you know, the concepts are the same. So there's a lot of familiarity there. A lot of the guys are the same. So who knows? Let's hope. I'm hoping. Would I take Hill or Taylor at running back? I don't know yet. Ask me once we get to the preseason. We see these guys actually run the football with, you know, people trying to tackle them. It's easy to look good in shorts. I mean, I say easy. Easy for NFL players. Not so easy for myself. But you know, that's your job. You know, you should be able to look the part in shorts. But once the pads come on, they start hitting people. They start getting into preseason action and opponents trying to put them on the ground. That's when the rubber's going to meet the road. Like I said, I really like Hill so far, but it's really early still. When we get a feel for who's going to be core special teams players, especially guys on the bubble at their position, Tad, it looks like it's going to be a bit yet. We still haven't got full team work. I thought maybe we might see some today, but maybe they're waiting for the pads to come on. So I don't know. And I asked Matt about it, and he said, you know, it's a challenge with these new rules. They got these 5 practices they got to get in before they can even put pads on. That's 5 practices out of 13 that they're having for camp. You know, so hopefully soon. Levi, could King get cut? Yes, it's a very remote possibility. I'm not going to say it's impossible. Any word on his pull hammy? No, we don't get information on any of the injured guys in preseason or in camp. Thank you for the super chat. Jordan Love to Lazard seems like a great connection. Yeah, he's found him a few times. I think he's a great security blanket. Don't forget, remember that first year when you kind of cracked the starting lineup. That game up in Minnesota, Rodgers hit him like, 4 times on third down. He's a great guy in a bind. You need to move the chains. Lazard is there always. Is Myers looking as good as Rodgers says? Yes. Now, the caveat, of course, is there's no pads yet. So let's see what happens when he's got to block Kenny Clark and company when things are getting closer to real. But, yeah, so far, this early blush of camp, he definitely looks the part. And you love to see it. Arthur, thanks for the super chat. How has Slayton looked? Any starting reps? I haven't seen him go with the starters at all. He looks big, but let's see what happens when the pads come on. Smith Bridget, you're very upset about the website. I watch every day since last year. Not sure when you started. Been a Packer fan, a huge Packer fan since 1989. I was devastated when he got hurt. Long story, but I've never been to a Packer game, but I can tell almost anything. I went to a Packer practice today and was so excited. My adrenaline got so high. I hear you, man. Sorry, I'm sorry about the trouble with the website. we can add King with a pulled hammy to sure bets by now.
Yeah, right.
Myers versus Slayton should be fun. Ooh, that'll be a good time. Both massive dudes. John, thanks for the super chat. I heard you think Lil Wayne is a true Packer fan, like Joe Biden says. Come on, man.
I think Lil Wayne? How do people get this stuff in their head? I'm the one dude on the internet who said he was cheering for the Saints a couple years ago. Get your Packers content creator straight, people, because that is slanderous, to say the least, John Benson. But I thank you for the support. Why are players and coaches required to speak to the media? When did that start? Because they're professionals and they're public figures. And what they have to say on any number of topics is of great interest to literally thousands, if not millions of people. And it started, I believe, under Pete Rozelle back in the day because he was smart and knew how to market his league. Mm-hmm. If I could go to one practice this week, which one should I go to? Oh, tomorrow. Tomorrow. I don't know. That's a tough call, man. Tomorrow or Thursday. I know they're off Wednesday. Thursday might be great because it'll be the first day with full pads. Tomorrow they just have shoulder pads on, but tomorrow is the first day with shoulder pads, and there could be some real hitting, guys getting their, you know, some of that aggression, kind of pent up aggression, letting it all out. I don't know. Full pads though. That's a tough call. I'd say Thursday probably. Amari going to score a punt return TD on week one, from your comment to the football god's ears. Do we know much about Barry as a play caller, and was this the reason for the change? Not a ton about his tendencies that I've seen. I know most of the reporting around his tenures in Washington and Detroit was around how bad his defenses were and how little talent he had to work with. I do think, to that idea, though, I do think some of it is maybe not play calling, so to speak, but just energy and getting guys a little bit more aggressive situationally. Everybody jokes about the fact that, oh, defense needs to be, quote, more aggressive. And I don't think it's as blanket as that. Obviously, that's a cliche. But I do think the idea that, you know, LaFleur saw those defensive backs, as we all did throughout the year last year, including at the end of the year when they were playing better, but still these frustrating moments of it's third and three and you got guys playing off 7-8 yards. You know, I think it's just a wanting a change in philosophy and a defensive coordinator who's going to get up in the grill of guys and go, look, I want you jamming this, or I want you at least playing up to the sticks, making sure that this doesn't happen. Don't want easy completions on third and short. I just think it's a bit of a philosophy change and a wanting to have his own guy in there. And that's definitely Barry, because I know they're good friends. Some good old thud practice. Yeah, that's coming. Do you think the D has a nasty this year? No. I don't see a lot of nasty guys out there. I see a lot of high energy guys. I see a lot of talented guys. But, man, there hasn't been a nasty defense in Green Bay in a long-ass time. In a long time. How many spotted cows have I deleted since I've been in Green Bay? A number. Corey was just saying he had hidden some in the back row of the top of his beer fridge, hoping that I would take some other beers because he's trying to like weed out some old beer. And I just kind of just reached around all that and picked out spotted cow. So a few. When it happens, does Rodgers' departure put Green Bay in rebuild mode? That's the trick, isn't it? That's the whole reason they took Jordan Love, so that they wouldn't have to be in rebuild mode. Trying to take a quarterback when they didn't need one. Everybody watches teams like the Dolphins or Browns flail around for decades trying to find a quarterback, and the Packers actually try to be proactive about it, and everyone freaks out. But we'll see. It all depends on Love's development, right? We'll find out next year. Matt Ramage is here, ladies and gentlemen. Matt motherfucking Ramage. Trade Love to the Colts. No, because then the Packers would be in rebuild mode next year. Because they're trading Rodgers. You think Brian Gutekunst and Aaron Rodgers are going to last past this season? Nah.
What kind of rotation do you see with the amount of snaps between Z, Preston, and Gary? It's funny because we talked about this all offseason, and not much has changed in these first five practices. They're just doing installs, so it's hard to say with any kind of clarity what the rotation might look like. Obviously, I'm hoping we see a lot more of Gary. I do think we'll see Gary kicked inside quite a little bit. I mentioned a little bit earlier, there was a play in red zone in the 2 minute where he absolutely blew up a play, stunting into the middle of the line, kind of crashed the pocket and forced Rodgers to throw early. So, you know, that's a play that it looked like I didn't quite see, but it looked like Preston, Gary, and Amos were all pressed up at the line and they played a game, a pressure game up front, and it obviously worked. So, yeah, I think there'll be a lot of combinations. But as far as, like, any kind of clues as to how much or how little those three guys are going to be on the field at the same time, are they going to be utilized, you know, in rotation, et cetera, we're just going to have to wait and see. Who do I see as our running back three? Again, I said it a little bit earlier. Let's get the preseason games and see how Taylor and Hill hold up. Like I said, though, I mean, Hill's been out there. Taylor's been on the injured list. Hill looks good, man. Hill looks legit, like he belongs. But that can all change when the pads come on. He gets hit and fumbles, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, what about this kid? But so far, so good, definitely. One final year together, could Rodgers, quote, feed Devontae to get him that bag next year more than normal? More than he already does? I mean, I guess it's possible, but – man, that'd be crazy. That'd be like kind of like Favre used to do with Sterling Sharp. I mean, is it possible? Yeah, but I doubt it. Where's Nagler Bane?
You think Nagler Bane is your ally? I was born in Green Bay, molded by it.
What is the vibe with the fans at training camp? It's great, Brandon. It's great. The whole vibe around camp is great. It's a little more subdued than it has been maybe like 3 or 4 years ago. I think COVID has played a part in that. There's lots of restrictions as far as you can't have as much interaction with the players. But, yeah, the vibe is good. It's really fun. Every time Rodgers comes out of the Hudson Center at the start of practice, there's always a big cheer. The music is great. Yeah, the vibe is good. It's a really good vibe. If you haven't made out to a practice yet, I highly encourage you to do so. It's tons of fun. There's just tons to see if you're a football nerd. It's just good times. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Someone just said it. Time to go mobile. Please, please do me a huge favor. I know you guys are always on the lookout for the newest, latest Packers gear. Check out our friends at the Vintage Football League. Check out vinfl.com and get this sweet Packers hoodie. You can wear it year round. It has a built-in face shield. You can do all sorts of stuff, looking all sorts of awesome, supporting the Packers, looking like an Acme Packers vintage cool person that you are. VINFL.com. Use code CheeseheadTV to get 15% off. That's VINFL.com. Code is CheeseheadTV. Hit it up, people. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends, tell your family, CheeseheadTV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Talk to you all tomorrow morning, Packers Daily. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.